I am delighted to say I am joined in studio by who are becoming two of my favourite people, I might say. Two of my favourite guests, Frank and Phyllis from the All Active Retirement Association. I have been telling you all morning, they're going to tell you some very exciting news. I'm not going to tell you, it's not my news to tell you. So which one of the two of you, Phyllis, Frank is pointing at you, tell us your exciting news.
Well, our big exciting news, Linda, is that we reached our 100th member last Wednesday. So
that's some achievement, isn't it, guys?
It's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And there was a great atmosphere in the hall when we announced it and everybody was delighted. So, and even with the 100, I still got a phone call yesterday for, you know, another two people that want to join up and where would they go and all that kind of stuff.
It's brilliant because when you guys first came into me, oh God, I want to say what, about 2 months ago?
5 weeks.
Is it only 5 weeks ago since you first came into me and you were, what, about 50 or 60 at that stage, wasn't it? That just goes to show that people obviously want it. People, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's a social outlet for people, isn't it?
But there's a huge need, really, Linda, I'd say all around the country, because family life has changed an awful lot in the last 10 years, possibly. You know, people's children are in Australia and America and London and everything, and that's fantastic to get that type of opportunity. But parents, and especially maybe single parents, are left at home. And they need... People don't want to be sitting by the fire anymore or just looking at television all day. They want to get out and they want to meet other people and they want to experience new things, really, in your golden years, as we call them, you know, because that's what it's all about these days. And one of the most important things about the group and that we're learning as we're going along, tomorrow we're going to Killarney to the Southern Region meeting where we'll meet up with people from all over, hopefully all over Cork and Kerry. And we'll pick their brains to see what they're doing because they're at it much longer than we are. Cove are 10 years in existence. We're just 5 months.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of learning for us as well. But the one, as I was saying, one of the main things about the group really is that it's their group. And hopefully people will build up friendships. And if I decided I wanted to go to the... I live on my own. If I decided I wanted to go to the cinema or I wanted to go, you're very slow to go on your own.
Mm.
But if you can pick up the phone to somebody and say, you know, and do you want to come there with me tomorrow night? Sure, it's fantastic.
Of course it is. And it's as we were saying off air, it's more than just the group activities. It's the very fact that, as you said there, if you're at home in the morning and you decide, you know what, I fancy go to see whatever,
mm-hmm.
you're able to pick up the phone and ring somebody. There's now 100 people involved in the group, to ring somebody and say, look, do you fancy going for coffee or do you fancy going for a thing?
Yeah.
And as you said, there is, it's very hard to do anything on your own,
mm-hmm.
regardless of how old you are. It's very hard to do anything on your own. But it's nice now that there is a big social outreach for people as well, which is brilliant.
And we're hoping that will build and, you know, that will strengthen and, you know, people will kind of, you know, meet up with one another and, you know, and build up friendships and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Frank, I'll just cut across to you there now. And speaking of all the social activities and stuff like that you do, we better mention as well that the walk that had been postponed with Kieran Gregor, that was meant to happen about 2 weeks ago, I think it was, got cancelled due to the rain. It was pouring down rain on the same day. That has been rescheduled, hasn't it?
Yes, the walk will take place now on Friday next, October the 11th. And it starts at 5 o'clock in the evening and it finishes at 6. And it starts and finishes in the tourist office, from the tourist office. And it's led again by Kieran, who has very kindly agreed to do it for us. So we'd like everybody to come along. It's a free event. It's for our members, but also for members of the public. And it's very informative walk because it highlights the most historic points in Youghal. So everybody is invited to come along and partake, young and old. You can even bring the dog for a walk. So we'd be delighted to see as many people as possible come along. And if anyone wants to find out about our group, we'll have a number of our members available to talk to them and explain what we do and allow them the opportunity to come and have a meeting with us and see what they think.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last time you were in, Christine was in with you, and your social media is very good. Anybody that hasn't already signed up to your Facebook page should hop on over, because as I said at the last day, the pictures you put up there, I'm still, guys, trying to get in as an honorary member. We'll see if it happens. I'm still trying to sneak that membership in there, but we'll see how we go. What now for you guys? What's coming up next?
Well, I must say thank you to you, because the last time Phyllis and myself were in, which was just over 5 weeks ago, we asked for help in building our website. We found that person to build a website, and the website will be launched probably later this week, if not early next week. So we'll be looking at the first draft of the site today. So we're very excited by that, because that allows us an opportunity to communicate not alone with our groups, but with all the other people, and improve the information throughput from our organisation. Mm. We've a lot of information, we've a lot of activities, and what our members have found is that the seniors card, which all members of our group are entitled to, gives them access to a lot of discounts and a lot of information and a lot of activities which we can publicise on our website. So we're very excited, looking forward to the launch of the website, which is another means of communicating with our members.
And hugely important in this day and age. I mean,
exactly.
Every group has a website, you know, and it's invaluable as an information tool as well. Not only for people that are in the group, but for people outside that
yes.
might want to get involved in the group, or might know somebody that might want to get involved in the group. Do you have a web address for that yet? Or are you going to hold off until?
Yes. It's www.yallactive.ie.
yallactive.ie, so www.yallactive.ie, and as soon as that is up and live, let us know and we'll get all that linked in with our own website and all of that stuff as well for
you.
Thank you,
Linda.
Thanks very much, Linda.
Phyllis, anything else for yourself coming up?
Yeah, I just want to flag something, Linda. In the libraries around Cork, especially Cork cities, they have an activity going there called the Gramophone Recital. And I called into the library here. They're fantastic up there, in fairness.
Yeah, Marion's brilliant. All the crew up there are brilliant.
And they're always willing to listen to something else. But if there are people around that are interested in music, now this was flagged by one of our own members at the last meeting. So I'm just wondering if there are people that are interested in music. By Gramophone Recitals, my interpretation of it is that if you're interested in classical music, you go in with your music, you explain about the piece of music or whatever it is, everybody else listens, and somebody comes in the next day and then they're into pop music and they explain theirs, and it goes on about once a month. But seemingly it's very good, and I think particularly for the male community, we kind of can't seem to get the male community
yeah.
to join us. But I think the music would be...
Well, yeah, absolutely,
this
yeah.
Would be of interest, and we might be able to build something out of that.
And it sounds like a fabulous idea. So essentially, let's say if I enjoy Irish music, for
yeah.
example. So if I enjoy Irish music and I've got a collection of Irish music at home and I listen to it all the time and there's a couple of pieces that I'm particularly interested in, I can say to you guys, I'd like to do it this month.
Yeah.
And then everybody comes along and I'm able to play a few tunes and explain little bits and pieces
yes.
about it. So you don't have to be in the music industry to be involved
absolutely
in this. You just
not.
Have to love music.
Just love music. And the library is there for everybody to use. They have the facility. So that's one thing that we'd like to get kind of started if we could, especially for the winter time now, I think it would be ideal.
Yeah.
They have other stuff going on there. They have a knitting club and they have, you know, they have choral going on there, I think.
Yeah, lace is going down there as well. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff goes down
yeah.
there. And as you said, another brilliant facility that we have right on our doorstep. It's there to be used.
And the staff are just
they're
so
brilliant.
Nice there. They're fantastic.
Yeah. They're absolutely brilliant. Now, anyone who wants to get involved, anybody that wants to join, or maybe I assume you're always looking for people to help behind the scenes, and there must be a lot of organisation and stuff goes into this as well. How do people get in contact with you guys?
Well, just as we've about to launch the website, we have a new email address, which is very simple. It's info@yallactive.ie.
Perfect. info@yallactive.ie.
And anybody who's interested can contact us there. They can contact us through the Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
through the website, or they can come along to Cumann na Díne. We meet every second Wednesday at 3:30 in Cumann na Díne for an hour or so. But as well as that, We have, on the alternative Wednesdays, we have a social activity where we meet in one of the cafes in town. And everybody is welcome to come along. And it's very informal. You have a chat. And also, we would suggest that new members could come to that, meet people without any commitment, have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and talk to people. The important thing that we feel going forward is that we provide an opportunity for people to meet each other, to interact. And we have found a lot of people have come to us who are new to town, and it gives them an opportunity to meet other people. So we're saying anybody who wants to come along, you can even come along, Linda.
You heard it here. You heard it. I got it. It only took me 5 weeks. You give me it. That's it. I'm going to be an honorary member. I want the discount card. I want it all. You said it on air. You can't take it back.
Well, right? Okay. We'll confirm on air that you're our first honorary member.
Yay. Got it. Do I get a badge and a t-shirt and a hat? Is that asking too much? Okay. Lads, you do. You know, I think you do an absolutely brilliant job. The fact that you're now up to 100 members, that's amazing for a local volunteer group to be that. I don't know, do you know how amazing that is? But it is. It's an absolutely brilliant achievement. And I said it to you the last time that we were on air that every time you come on, that I expect. I did say it jokingly at 5 weeks ago that I want you doubled the next time I see you. Here you are. It's almost doubled. You were 60 the last time. So the next time you come on, I want 500 members. Right? You heard it here. I know you guys, no fear of you at all. You will do it. Thanks a million, lads, for popping in.
Thank you.
Thanks
Linda.
Very much, Linda.
We'll get all the information out. We'll get the information maybe on that music. We'll get that out as a community notice. We'll do a few call outs for that as well. And we'll see if we can get people involved in that as well. If you want to get in contact, info@yallactive.ie. Send a message onto the Yall Active Retirement Association Facebook page. The membership is just €15 a year, isn't it? And that's only covering, essentially just covering the admin costs and stuff like that. You get your seniors card, you get lots of trips, and more importantly, you get a chance for a chat and a bit of company. It's a great organisation. Thanks a million, lads, for coming in to me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Linda.